Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. As classes at Chicago Public Schools got underway this morning, custodians protested budget cuts resulting in hundreds of their jobs being eliminated. They say that schools won't be as clean, and some of them are upset with their union, which they say did not do enough to protect them. Madel Carmen Guzman has cleaned CPS schools for 20 years.
We feel they don't fight for us. We need more power. We the workers. We work very hard every day.
Guzman works for a private custodial company whose contract is being terminated. Though CPS plans to hire back some laid-off workers, the custodians fear they will not get the same pay or benefits. Texas Democrats are going back to Austin today, quote, victorious. The group converged on Illinois 2 weeks ago as part of a legislative walkout to block new Texas congressional maps that they say are gerrymandered to give Republicans more seats in D.C. Over the weekend, the Texas Democrats rallied alongside several hundred Chicagoans. Texas House Minority Leader Gene Wu spoke at the rally.
What the Republicans are doing is they're trying to rig the system. They're trying to cheat in the middle of the game so that it doesn't matter what the people say. The people everywhere need to stand up and say, yes, our voices matter. Our opinion matters. Our choices matter, right? And if they take this away from us, there is no hope.
The Lone Star lawmaker said they would return home now that a special legislative session to deal with redistricting ended and California introduced its own maps as a countermeasure to Texas. In a statement, Wu says they are, quote, rallying Democrats nationwide to join this existential fight for fair representation. A WBEZ analysis of city data shows this past June was the highest month for speed camera tickets in Chicago in almost 3 years. As my colleague Amy Chin reports, city data available in mid-August show Chicago speed cameras issued nearly 240,000 tickets in June. That's the highest citywide monthly total since October of 2022. More than one-third of those tickets came from 22 new speed cameras the city debuted in June. In fact, four of the city's five highest ticketing cameras in June were new cameras. The winner? A new camera in the 3300 block of South Ashland in McKinley Park. Officials say new cameras usually catch more motorists in their earliest months as drivers aren't as aware of them. A little-known state committee could generate some big drama in the Illinois legislature. House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch is going after a seat on the Democratic State Central Committee, and Senate President Don Harmon is weighing a run for the same post. The committee votes on the party platform, helps fundraise, and drives voter turnout. The seat is currently held by Congressman Danny Davis, who's retiring from both Washington and this seat at the end of his terms. The Chicago Bears are now 2-0 in the preseason following last night's win over the Buffalo Bills. The Bears controlled all phases of the game, cruising to a 38-0 win. But the most encouraging part of the game came at the beginning. That's when quarterback Caleb Williams and most of the Bears' starters saw their first preseason action. Led by Williams, the Bears' offense put together a 92-yard opening drive that ended in a touchdown. The starters weren't out for much longer after that, but Bears head coach Ben Johnson says it was a glimpse into what the offense is capable of.
Really, all night tonight, it had nothing to do with scheme. It was all about our guys and how they wanted to play the game. And, you know, we asked them to play clean football, which that's what I was most proud of. It was all about these guys going out, playing fast and executing.
The Bears will play their final preseason game in Kansas City against the Chiefs on Friday at 7:20. You're listening to The Rundown. Classes got underway today for Chicago Public Elementary and high school students. District leaders say they are ready for the more than 300,000 students returning from summer break. But the school district starts the year with a new interim CEO, Macklin King, who spent the summer grappling with a massive budget deficit. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp spoke with Araceli Gomez-Aldana about what she's watching this school year.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy first day of school.
Happy first day of school.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's find out the CPS budget deficit. What's going on with that? How is that going to potentially affect students?
So just last week, a balanced budget proposal was presented to board members, and it won't actually be voted on until next week. So after the first day of school, CPS has already proposed $191 million worth of cuts and sent layoff notices to 250 lunchroom workers, 500 custodians, 100 crossing guards. They've also limited safe passage hours. Those are the people that stand on streets making sure kids get to school, to and from school, you know, okay. So those things might affect kids' day. Today, custodians are holding a big rally saying that they won't be able to keep schools as clean with 500 less people on staff.
So a lot of staff members affected, but what about teachers?
So this has been the North Star for district officials and for the mayor, not to cut into what would affect kids in classrooms. So they kept the same number of student-to-teacher ratios, and district officials are very proud that they also have a very low vacancy rate among teachers. So less than 3%, which they say is never happened before. And they're really proud that means that on day one, more teachers will be in front of kids than perhaps, you know, any time in recent history.
Wow, good news there. And what other trends could impact the school year? There's a lot going on outside of Chicago.
Yes, there's that's the biggest thing that could impact kids. I mean, as we all know, President Donald Trump's campaign against immigration continues to send shockwaves through communities. Last winter and spring, teachers reported increased absences every time there was a highly publicized ICE action. Also, some families might have left Chicago either because they were deported or because they didn't want to live in fear. All this can affect enrollment and attendance in the coming year, destabilizing schools that love these kids, that have wrapped their arms around these kids. And then on top of that, the Trump administration has two investigations going on into Chicago public schools for alleged violations of civil rights and Title IX. And they could at any moment say that they're going to take funding away because CPS violated these policies.
It's all stressful. So how is the Chicago School District addressing these potential threats?
So as you have just heard, the school district has been grappling with this huge budget deficit. And so they did not contemplate in this balanced budget any loss of federal funds due to these investigations. This could blow up the budget. I mean, this has the potential to blow up the budget. In terms of immigrant students, schools continue to hold Know Your Rights events and to do what they can to protect families. They really want to stress that the safest place for children to be is in school. And they're doing a bunch of things to try to help kids get to school safely. Some places are even walking kids to school so that parents don't have to go outside and risk, you know, confronting ICE agents or something like that. So they're really just doing their best to tell parents, we've got your kids, we're protecting your kids, we want them in school.
And what are you going to be looking out for today? I know you're going to be out on the first day of school. Take an umbrella with you, Sarah.
I will take an umbrella with me. You know, the first place that we're going is to a place where the new interim superintendent was once principal. It's in Uptown, and so that should be interesting. And then we're going to a very small West Side high school that's getting a brand new program called Sustainable Community Schools. So there'll be some interesting stuff going on today, too.
We'll look out for your report. That's WBEZ reporter Sarah Karp talking about New Chicago Public School Year, which starts this morning. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Weather-wise for us today, we're under a severe thunderstorm watch across the region until 6 p.m. Daytime highs near 83 degrees. We could see some showers and thunderstorms into the evening with a low around 73. For Tuesday, we're looking at a high near 84 degrees under partly sunny skies with a chance for showers. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.